Hello, naked peeps, and you are listening to the Naked Nerd Podcast. Live nude and be yourself. And this is JC, the Naked Nerd, speaking. How's it going, everyone? It's been a weird couple of weeks. Medically speaking, it's been a bit full on. Last week, I had to have a tooth extracted. Ouch. But the pain has basically gone away, and I'm just waiting for the gum to actually heal properly. Also, and this is going to be the topic of our podcast for today, I have recently decided to get my skin checked for skin cancer. So, that is going to be our topic for today. But before we get on to the topic, I'd just like to give a big shout out to everyone who's been following me on my Instagram account. And if you haven't already, please make sure that you do follow me. The link to all my socials will be on the page. Also, if you haven't already, please check out my new blog. I've recently decided to create a new blog and get rid of the old website because, one, I think the website that I was trying to create was not necessarily the best, but also I want to actually put out more actual feelings out there in terms of stories and actual things that are related to being a naturist / nudist, whichever term you prefer. But also, go check that out. It will also be in the link for my socials. It's always going to be in my socials list. But back to the studio. Not really. I hate when people do that, like, back to the studio. But anyway, I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone who has been listening. I'd also like to give a big shout out to these particular people, but not in necessarily in least to most order. The Naked Wanderers, the Australian Naturist Federation, the ACT Nudist Club, the Young Naturists of Australia, as well as everyone who I've been talking to and been friends with in the community for quite some time. But I hope that you are doing well. But let's get on to the topic at hand, which is skin cancer. Now, skin cancer is something that has been increasing in the last couple of decades, particularly when it comes to the appearance of them, but also the need to check. Now, according to websites such as SunSmart, 2 out of 3 people in Australia will be diagnosed with some form of skin cancer. Now, not all skin cancers or moles and blemishes will be malignant. However, there are ones, particularly with melanomas, which you will definitely need to check, because they come in different appearances. There are some that are not malignant, they are benign. For those of you who don't know what that means, malignant means that they are cancerous, while benign means that they are not cancerous. It used to be in the day where you could tell if a spot was cancerous or not, if hair grew on that particular spot. However, it's not necessarily the case all the time. There also used to be certain signs that people would take into consideration, such as the bleeding of those particular spots, the way that they look. But it's not always 100% effective. For example, the spots that I found, actually, it's more like the one spot I found, was very questionable. It's on my leg, and what I will do is actually take a photo of it. But the spot on my leg is not necessarily asymmetrical. Most non-cancerous or benign skin cancers tend to be more symmetrical than anything else. But in order to actually verify, my best suggestion is to consult your GP or consult with a specialist that deals with skin cancer. Now, luckily, last week I was able to actually get to see a skin cancer specialist, and for not too much money. However, around the world, it's not actually that well, it's not that cheap, but at least here. So how much did I have to pay? I think it was like $90, but with my Medicare, which is basically government funded, I only had to pay the difference, which was about $40. But regardless of that, having that skin cancer check really helped me to be a little bit more responsible with my skin, particularly with the mark that I had on my leg. Now, I've had it for about 14 years, but I was assured by the doctor at first that it probably wouldn't be malignant, because malignant melanomas would not be 14 years old, because if they were, that would lead to serious complications and I would possibly be dead by now. But just to keep peace in mind, I decided to get the actual biopsy. So what happened, particularly with a smaller spots, they do what's known as a puncture biopsy, where they actually take a sample of the actual spot. Now, I must say it did have a bit of a pinch, but because of where it was located, I didn't really feel that much. But it literally only took 30 seconds, just under a minute, just to get that done. And by the end of it, they bandaged the spot, gave me a set of instructions, including not to get the area wet, make sure that if I do get the bandage wet, to replace it, making sure to watch for signs of any potential infections, but also just to be able to monitor in case of any changes. But I will say that it has given me a bit of the sense of responsibility, I think, because I know of people who've had skin cancers who have actually got theirs checked relatively quickly, but others who have not been as lucky and have had to go and do preventative care such as chemo, even when it involved removing the actual tissue itself, it also involved large amounts of chemo. But in terms of melanomas, if found to be malignant, they're usually very much treatable. So I will say to all my listeners, make sure that you get your spots checked, because you may feel like it's just something that you can just leave to the last minute, but realistically, you should not do that, and make sure that you go to your doctor and get them to refer you to a skin cancer specialist as soon as possible. Now, not gonna lie, I was nervous as hell, because I thought that the specialist that I saw was going to say, yep, that's definitely cancer. That's definitely a cancerous melanoma. The specialist himself was actually quite understanding and actually took the time to look at the piece of skin on my leg and reassured me that it's possible that it's more likely to be tissue that that has been what's the word that he used? I think it was something in the lines of damaged tissue rather than any sort of cancer. To put things into context, though, so I got this particular spot about 14 years ago, as I said earlier. This was about the time that I went to my first nude beach, and at first I thought maybe I actually hurt myself from a trip that I did, because to actually get to that particular nude beach, you had to go on a bit of a bushwalk, and some of the path was a bit slippery, it only appeared maybe two or three weeks after that. So I didn't think much of it. I thought maybe it just could be just a simple bruise. And the only reason why I've left it a bit too long is because, one, unfortunately with medicine these days time equals money, and I didn't have any of that. But knowing what I know now, I probably should have checked it earlier, but it's just, I feel that it's my responsibility now more than ever to make sure, because I am a naturist, to make sure that I get my skin checked. I'm also going to be a little bit more, I would say, careful in terms of making sure that, one, I wear sunscreen. Well, I do wear sunscreen. It's just that I haven't been wearing it as much as I should. And it's something that I should be wearing. And that's something I will say to everyone who is listening, particularly those who are of the naturist / nudist community. Make sure that you do wear plenty of sunscreen, because even if it doesn't seem like a hot day, sunscreen does save, or at least prevents you from potential future skin cancers. Making sure that you stay in the shade as much as possible, and making sure that you keep yourself hydrated and taking care of your skin. Making sure you do those random checks now and then. And if a new spot appears, have a careful look, and also make sure that you have a careful look at the way it looks. And by that, I mean if it changes colour. Because according to the specialist that I saw, if it does change colour, there may be some need to worry. However, if discovered really quickly, it can be removed. Now, most, I would say, least dangerous skin cancers can be removed by, from what I understand, through liquid nitrogen, depending on where the actual spot is. However, more dangerous and more, I would say, more, I was about to say bad looking. Those that look particularly malignant will need some removal of the tissue surrounding it, just to make sure that the potential spread of cancer cells within that skin is removed. However, like I said earlier, there also may be some need for potential chemo, depending on if the actual melanoma has spread, or if there's any issue that or fear that it might spread to certain parts of the body. But I will say this, naked peeps, make sure that you do get yourself checked. Make sure that you do get yourself checked. And speaking of checking yourselves, or rather checking in, recently I decided to reveal myself, as I mentioned in my previous episode of the podcast. However, there were a couple of people who didn't take a liking to my face for some reason, and decided to unfollow. Whether that was because of the way I looked, which I can't really change. I mean, I could, but it would be painful. Others left comments like, something lines of, well, of course, someone like you would be a nudist, unfollowed. Something in the lines of that. But, I try not to take things personally, but, those kind of comments, really hurt. Especially when you're dealing with someone who has had issues with, image, and has had issues with, people who have not necessarily been the nicest. But, one person in particular, who goes by the name of Marcus, actually made my day. And he said this: "Hey JC, I'm sorry to hear of the negative comments you received when you revealed your face. I've listened to your podcast for some time and always knew you had a bright, cheerful smile, which you do. Thanks so much for sharing yourself with us. Hugs from Florida, Marcus." That actually did make my day because, one of the things I do get complimented for quite regularly in my own circle of friends is my smile. And it's something that I try to put out as much as possible. But I will say that it's messages like that that will always make me want to make sure that my right image is put out there, but also that no matter what people do say in terms of negativity, that I will try and be more positive. And by putting more positivity into the world, you get positivity back. But I will leave it at that, naked peeps. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. You can listen to this on iTunes and Spotify and on the Podbean website. Please stay tuned for more episodes, and also stay tuned for more blogs to come. But as I say on my show, live nude and be yourself. And this has been JC, the Naked Nerd, signing off.